went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Back at it with a brand new Second Date Update.
Yes, girl. This is always our favorite. I mean, we learn so much and we help bring them back together.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Believe me, we bought our own microwave for the studio.
Yes.
Have like a 24-pack of popcorn. We are ready to be entertained.
Oh, yes.
And that's why we have Nick on the phone. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good.
So tell us, my man, who'd you go out with?
Yeah.
Well, I went out with Mary. We met on OkCupid.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You know, online, it's you always see what you have in common, and we had a lot in common. I mean, we enjoyed camping. We played board games. We have a lot of friends that we each hang out with. So we had a lot in common off with.
Oh, you know, I love a nice board game.
Yes, that is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some classic Pictionary or Life.
Oh,
do you remember
yeah.
Mousetrap?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Nick, if you like any of those, but those are fun.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Scrabble guy.
Oh, I like Scrabble.
Okay, yeah.
And what is that one where you put your, you know, your body on the ground, you try to maneuver it?
Oh, Twister.
Yeah. Twister. Ooh.
Yes.
That can be sexy. Yes, it can.
I can get you a second date.
That's more of a second date.
That
thing.
Is.
Maybe we'll play Twister if you could hook us back up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
All right, Nick. So what else happened?
Well, we went on a date. Oh, we went out to dinner to North and South Seafood and Smokehouse and had an amazing time. Great conversation. The food couldn't be better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the food's great there.
Kiss goodnight at the end of the date. And, the next day, I tried to text her, and it took a whole entire day for her to respond. And the reason I say this is because when we communicated over the over OkCupid, she would get back to me immediately. Now it took a day for her to get back, and then I text her after that, and I haven't heard from her in about a week or two.
Oh, well, that can't be so great.
Yeah,
especially if things have changed, you know?
Right.
You know, that's not the normal thing that is the relationship between you two. Well, that's interesting. Well, okay, so most of it sounds pretty good. You met on OkCupid, classic North and South Seafood, which is really great.
Really good.
You have things in common, like playing some board games.
Yeah.
I love myself some camping. Are you more of like a tent kind of guy, or are you a glamper?
I'm a little bit of a glamper.
I hear that.
You are?
Yeah. Me too, Nate.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm not about the bugs.
Oh, I love the old school tent. All right, so.
No, well, I don't know. I'm assuming she ghosted me, but I mean, she made me pitch a tent.
Oh!
Oh,
yes,
oh yeah!
Look at that!
Oh, man.
I have not heard that phrase in a long time.
It took me just like a second.
Damn,
like a half
Nick.
A second. That was good.
Would you pop another bag of popcorn, please?
Yes, it's in the microwave.
Okay, girl. So, all right. So, very good, Nick. We're happy to hear that, my man.
Yeah.
How long has it been then since the last time you've spoken with her?
I would say about a week and a half.
Okay. Well, let's not wait any longer. We'll play a song, and then we'll get Rosemary on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
We'll ask why she has ghosted you. It could be because you
pitched your tent.
In front of her face.
Right.
No.
Uh-uh.
Hey, she said she liked camping.
She likes camping. All right, 70. Next. We're Chris the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 at Jams. We got our boy Nick on the phone who went out with Rosemary.
Oh, yeah.
They made on OkCupid.
They did, girl. And it looks like they had a lot in common. Like, they enjoyed camping, board games, and hanging out with friends. They went to North and South Seafood and Smokehouse. The food is amazing there. Seemed to have a really good time. But then all of a sudden, like, it took her a whole day to get back to him, I guess, after the date, which he thought was strange because she had been messaging him through the app on a regular basis before the date.
Well, maybe she was so terrified by the poll that he pitched in front of her face. She's like,
scary.
It was scary. Mm-hmm. She didn't know what to do with it.
Well,
do you get that from time to time, Nick?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Your tent is
Your
tent is just too big.
You just pitched it too soon. Too soon, man. Too soon. All right, so this is what we're going to do. Are you ready? We're going to give her a call.
Okay.
All right, good
I'll
luck.
Be quiet.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's tell some ghost stories.
Yes.
Be bad. We bad. Quiet.
Chris loves that.
Yes, I do. All right, here we go.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi, is this Rosemary?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Rosemary. This is Krista and Tracy. We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams on the radio. How are you?
Hey.
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey, girl.
Oh, hey, girl.
We're good. Hey, so listen, we heard that you are such a phenomenal woman.
Yeah.
And you are the adventurous type.
Uh-huh.
We heard that you like to go camping.
Yes.
I love camping.
Yeah, camping's cool.
Yeah, well, yeah. We're calling to let you know that you just won yourself some camping equipment.
That's right.
Nice.
Yeah, I know,
okay,
right?
Thanks.
And let me tell you, he is packed.
Oh, he is, honey.
The word on the street or in the forest from the bunnies is that he pitched a tent in front of you, and he is wondering where you all went.
That's right.
Do you remember meeting Nick on OKCupid, you know?
Yeah.
Camping Nick.
Mm-hmm.
North and
yeah,
south.
Camping Nick was cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, he's missing you, girl.
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. What happened?
He want to invite you in his tent.
That's right.
I mean, we went out. We went to a great little spot, seafood or whatever, and food was great. I mean, food was really good.
Yeah.
I loved the food.
Okay.
And yeah, I had at the. I mean, I ate really good, and it was.
Well,
it was cool.
Good. Well, that's good. Well, he's been missing you.
Yeah.
I guess he really liked the date that he went out with you, and you guys have a lot in common.
Yeah.
You know, playing some board games,
mm-hmm.
camping.
Yeah.
But for some reason, he was like, listen, Chris or Tracy, I tried getting a hold of her, and that's what she, you know, usually would get back to me right away.
Right.
But for like after that, you didn't get back to him.
Mm-hmm.
So he misses you.
Yeah, did something happen?
Nothing happened. We went out, I ate, it was good. And I just had no other interest. Like, the food was great. I mean, quite honestly, if I'm being honest, I just went out with him because I wanted a free meal and the food was good. So.
Stop.
Oh, girl.
Are you really?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, there's nothing else to talk about. Like, thanks for dinner. I gave you some of my time. You gave me some food, and that's...
Oh, wow.
That's
you know, I've heard of this, that there are certain women who do this. They literally just want to get a free meal, so they just go out with...
They want to eat, so,
any Tom, Dick, and Harry.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, girl.
So you really didn't like him?
No, he was boring, but the food was great.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I feel like it was an even exchange. You get my time. We eat. And that.
Whoa.
Well, okay.
Oh,
well,
wow.
I know Nick. He liked you, but obviously he did not catch himself a good one.
No,
on
he
this
didn't.
Line on
he
his
didn't.
Poll today. Listen, Rosemary, Nick has been on the phone the entire time. You are on Second Date Update. Nick, my man, you were just a free meal.
I am speechless. I mean, I donate 30 cents a day to kids in Africa. Now this.
Oh,
what's
wow.
going on?
Mm. Wow.
Listen, I'm going to Venmo you. I want your half of the meal. I'm sending you a Venmo right
now. Oh, my gosh.
I don't appreciate you taking advantage of me like this.
That's the best.
Oh, my gosh.
He's going to charge her half of the meal.
Yes. Oh, well,
wow, I haven't heard this.
And the tip.
Oh, and the tax and the tip.
Well, that was a part of the meal.
Oh, my God. Seriously, be a man. Grow some balls. I mean,
you probably don't even like camping. You probably just go camp because you're homeless. Who goes out for free meals?
Snap. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Rosemary, you got to understand. Like, come on, girl. That's not nice.
No, it's not. You don't accept a date just for a free meal.
That's called using someone.
That's right.
Okay,
there's another word for it. Starts
he's
with a
not
P.
attractive enough to pull a girl like me. Like, seriously, all he wanted to do was take pictures the whole time and post them all over his brand. I just upgraded him. Seriously?
Dang, Rosemary.
Other.
She's hardcore.
Let me guess, Rosemary, you go out on a lot of dates, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what hot girls do.
No, I can tell why you keep going out on dates.
Yeah. Do you even have to grocery shop?
Probably not.
No, but she doesn't.
Mm. Well, okay, we don't want to hate, but we do want to say, Rosemary, that you should maybe think about being a little nicer and letting, you know, if you're not interested in a dude, don't string him along like that for a free meal, girl. Just get yourself another job.
Exactly.
Get yourself a side hustle. Yeah.
You're hurting people's feelings.
Go to a church. They have meal kitchens there, soup kitchens you could go to. Go to church. That's what you need, a soup kitchen.
Wow. Seriously? Oh, my God. Whatever.
Well, all right. So this is what we have to ask, Rosemary. I don't know. Would you like to go back out with Nick? Or Nick, would you even want to go back?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Mm. No, no, no.
Okay.
Whatever. If we weren't on the radio, he'd be calling me again like, let's go someplace else. Whatever.
Hey, that's I knew what was going on with you.
Mm. Yeah,
hungry heifer.
Keep your cheap behind over there somewhere. Who cares?
Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.